Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Here we go again.
Good morning to you. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday, August 14th. Just when you were talking about the hedge cutting there, I said to Killian yesterday when we were coming back from getting coffee, I love when they trim back the bushes outside.
Do you?
Yeah, you can see everything. Killian. Yeah. Oh, please.
No, but they need to. I think it's the snow May or something.
Yeah, there's a part of the year where they don't for the wildlife. And of course, then there's the risk to drivers. So it's, you know.
Yeah, I went up a country lane and it was probably one of those you can't cut it. And I tell you, just, it was like going down the narrowest road in the world with all the bushes.
Yeah, coming at you.
Yeah, bushes in my face, left, right, and centre.
That's the countryside for you, isn't
it? Yeah, I love the countryside. Yeah. I do. I love a little trip to the country.
And as we know, Camolin, great for the hedges.
Camolin is brilliant
top
for
the
top tier for hedges.
They really look after
their hedges. Remember, we had someone on
from
Pizza Bomb.
We asked them, why are we proud of your locality? She says, because the hedges are kept really nice by the farmers.
Yeah. Up Camolin.
Go on, Camolin.
Up Ferns.
Anyway, good morning to you. Happy hump day. How are we this morning?
Not too bad. Midweek show. The sun is shining when we wake up, so we can't complain.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? It does make such a difference.
Lovely. I went to bed at 7:30 on the button last night and conked.
Jeez, that was a good sleep.
Yeah.
That was like a baby.
It was brilliant. I got my walk in, I ate my 3 meals, I cleaned my room, I played a game on the PlayStation. I was like, God, I'm very accomplished today. What's left to do? I said, Killian, you rest that little head of yours.
Do you only put that shirt on when you're in a good mood? It's kind of like his Hawaiian shirt.
It's my son's shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to wear a jumper because I know I'll be kind of sweaty or I'll get humidities. And I was like, you know what? Let's just wear a floral shirt. It's probably my last time of the year I'll wear it.
No, you're dead right, babe. Nobody needs the humidities in the morning. No, we don't want it.
Right, coming up this morning, we got another dilemma that we need your help with around about 8:30. We're going to give you a chance to win with Graham's shoes on Beat the Bomb, and we'll have some crack between now and 10. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get the show on the road.
Okay, it is Wednesday morning, it is hump day, and yesterday in the office a little bit of a conversation broke out because our Aoife, our wonderful, beautiful news editor, said that she struggled with her word yesterday, and that word was croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah. She said, whatever way it came out like... Not like croissant. It came out like croissant.
I think. Right. I was here when she was reading the news and that word popped up. And I was like, what are you at, Aoife?
Yeah, but sometimes words are difficult. You know, like, look at me. Look at my life. So we got to talking about the words that you are not sure how to pronounce, that you kind of sometimes almost pass by or won't use.
Skip over.
Yeah. And so one of the words in the office, which is a bone of contention, is biopic, because I say biopic for a movie, like, you know, I'm going to see a biopic on Amy Winehouse,
Freddie Mercury,
or
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And the rest of the gang said, no, it's biopic.
I'd say biopic.
Would you?
Well.
I'd say biopic as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad because I felt like I was a little.
However, I just saw a fact there about this. Right, it says that people in groups, friend groups, often say a word incorrectly together. So maybe you have set the two of us off with the wrong biopic because we spend so much time together.
See, who's in charge of the word biopic?
Like Collins English Dictionary.
But what we could do is just, you know, the way I do that with words a lot, you can Google it and then the voice comes up.
I don't trust those robotic voices.
Yeah. You know? I don't know who wants to claim biopic this morning, or like, where do you stand on it? But that's not really the conversation that we're going to have. We're going to talk about the words that you have struggled with throughout your life. Maybe you, as I said, haven't used them because you're almost afraid of it. And I'm not afraid of this. It's a name, but I have been berated and ridiculed on this show for a certain actor, a very famous actor's name, who I struggle with, right?
Mm.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Have you seen any... Yaquin Phoenix movies lately?
I'd also like to just point out that it's not just in this room and in this show. Myself and her husband Tom fell around the kitchen laughing one day when she kept trying to say it. Yaqueen.
Yaqueen. Honestly, I don't understand why you have such an issue. I always thought it was
Yaqueen. We don't have the issue. Why do you have such an issue? It's been said to you 782 times.
Yaqueen.
Yeah. Yaqueen.
Yeah.
Joaquin.
But where's the W?
The J-A-O becomes
French,
a wha.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it's Spanish.
Is it Spanish?
He's not originally Spanish, but I think Joaquin is originally Spanish.
Yaqueen.
Yeah, queen.
Anyway, we all have those words that we maybe it's as you say, you pick up something from somebody else or as a kid, and then you just.
Well, I also think there's a mental block sometimes. There's just a word, and it's a mental block for you. It's particularly obviously difficult for us because we're reading out loud on the radio with thousands of people,
so you do
panic when you see certain words.
Yeah.
One of the ones for me that it took me a long time. I can just about do it now.
Okay.
But it was quinoa. Can you see that written down? Quinoa.
But this is very similar to Yaqueen Phoenix.
It is.
But what I'm saying is,
I've got over my hill. I can say quinoa now.
Quinoa.
Yeah.
Quinoa. Killian, what is your word? Come on, let it out this morning.
You know, it's like maths, and I think we had to say it like last Friday, but I can't say. Don't laugh at me now. Simultaneously.
Oh, babe. Simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
I was trying to spell it out the way you do.
Simultaneously. No, you did two L's in there. You stuck another little L in there along the way.
Simultaneously. And another one.
Simlulu.
I never know how to. You talked to P.O. me one day for saying it was an anomaly bus when like at Coronation Street playing at the weekend.
That's an omnibus.
Yeah.
Do you know what is hard to say? Is abominable. Not put another B in. Do you know the abominable snowman?
The abominable.
Abominable.
Yeah, well done.
We're recyclable. Chestershire.
Any of those words that have the libable at the end are really recyclable. Anyway, enough.
Do you know the other word that I think I pronounced wrong, and I think our boss has pointed it out to me a few times? And I'm.
Film?
I say film.
Oh, film. F-I-L-L-U-M. Film.
Film. Yeah, I saw a great film last night.
Mm.
I don't know where.
An extra syllable there. Just film.
Film.
Is cling film the same thing?
Yeah.
Cling film.
Cling film is what it should be.
Oh.
Spelled the same.
Every day. Cling film.
Okay. Anyway, you get where we're going with this. We want to know what's your struggly word. Maybe you can have a go at it in a voice note first and we'll help you along the way. Or maybe you live with somebody who constantly uses a word in the wrong way and they can't say it and it just grates on you a little bit. We'll hear about that too. All you got to do is get in touch, 085-102-9103, and you can voice note us as well.
I get in trouble the whole time at home because I say, look, you have to go now because I'm going asleep. And Tom is like, you're going to sleep. You're not going asleep. I'm going asleep. And he's like, you're not five. Learn your words.
Going to sleep. I'd say I'm going to sleep too.
Oh my God. I swear he goes absolutely bonkers. Mm. Like he corrects me every single time.
You are asleep. You're going to sleep. I know where he's coming from with that one. But like, I'd say I'm going to sleep. Sorry now, I'm going to sleep. Anyway, don't feel too bad.
Do you say it all the time?
Yeah.
Well, who do you say it to?
Probably you. Oh, wait. And Jamie was on to us this morning, and let's have a listen to this one.
Good morning, guys. Happy hump day. My struggle word is Alstation.
Nearly. So close.
Alsatian.
Just Alsatian, yeah.
I questioned
Alsatian. Yeah. Alsatian. They have a big thing in Waterford. It's a big Waterford thing to add extra A's to words that don't need to be there. So I saw an Alsatian on Alphonsus's Road. That's a common one.
That's cute.
Brendan was on to us. This is a strange one for me now. He says, I'm embarrassed to say that I have trouble saying my own name. There's too many N's in it. I have to say it slowly and pronounce it.
Brendan. But you don't say it like that. You have to say it fast. Brendan.
Sometimes I'd say Brennan.
Would you?
Yeah, because I speak so fast and I get a bit tongue-tied. So I was chatting to Brendan there the other day.
Yeah, it's like the one that kind of irks me a little bit when I hear it is people say hospitable.
Now, I think that's a good example of when you're a child and you can't pronounce certain letters
keep
together.
Keep going with it.
Yeah, Davey, my brother, he always went to the hospital.
Hospital.
Yeah, my little brother always had shish for dinner.
What's shish?
Fish. He couldn't, he couldn't say fish.
Oh, that is adorable.
Why are you cooking, man? Shish, shish, shish.
Sounds like something else, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was wondering what he was having for dinner.
Oh, God.
Coming in, Adam was on to us. He says, guys, I do sports commentary, and sometimes those international names are so hard to say when you're calling out the team lineups. Oh, the tennis players. Tennis players have to be the worst, don't they? You've done sport reading.
I did news and sport, and my God, when Wimbledon was on or any form of tennis, I hated it.
Yeah.
There was Marikawa. No, that's golf. Who was your one? There was someone anyway, but it was hard.
What's your man? I remember we got a show to read the sports news once. And,
Did we?
Back in the day. When Wimbledon was on, just for the laugh, when we did the players. And George
Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
Sabalenka. There's one. Rybakina. Okay. I haven't a clue.
Jack was on as well. And this is obviously the one that nobody can say. It's Worcestershire. Sauce.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. So I'm not even close to that.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Ah, come on.
Worcestershire. Jordan, can you say Worcestershire sauce?
Worcester is how I'd go with it.
Okay, yeah, but you know
not
what?
Too bad. It's better than any of us.
You said it with confidence, so we'll take it. Right, talk to us on about the words that you've got two. So no judgment here, okay? What are your two?
I struggle to say Hemlet and Chimley, which if I stop myself, I can say Hemlet, but you know, it takes a lot of effort, and if it just roll off the tongue, then it'd be just Hemlet and Chimley.
Yeah, oh, that is tough.
Everyone always says it, but I just think it's funny now.
Yeah.
I don't know where the Chimley came from, because that's really common. A lot of people add an L instead of an N.
Yeah, literally, yeah. It's MN. I don't know where I got it from.
Chimley. I think I got in trouble for that as well.
Chimley on the radio. Yeah.
You're not on your own, Jordan. Yeah. You're not on your own, okay? Go for a cycle and put your Hemlet on, okay?
Have a good day, Jordan.
See you later, mister.
Thanks,
bye.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Why are you doing this to me now when you know that I get really, really hungry and hangry around this time?
Like, I'm doing
why?
This to you because you haven't had the best morning, and I just thought if we could talk about something for a couple of minutes, let's do something that's very close to your heart. Cake.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give you that.
Just thinking of you.
Okay.
They've done a poll in the UK. They've done some research, and they call it the top tea time treat. So they're talking about that little thing you might have after your dinner, right? I just don't know, right? Because these are all cakey, and we'll get to them in a moment. But I'm not sure Irish people have cake a lot. You know, a lot of people might reach for a little bar or a penguin or something like that, you know?
No, it's like I was saying earlier, I would have considered people that have cake in their house all the time kind of posh.
Yeah, and special occasion.
My nan and granddad, I don't know if this was like an older thing as well, but like my nana would have always had like, you know, a tea cake or a ginger cake.
A cherry cake or fruit cake.
In a tin, like, and you'd have a slice. But like, I would never think, unless it was an occasion, I would never think to just buy myself, apart from the French fancies, the odd time if I took a notion. But I'd never, like that, I'd have a biscuit or a bit of
chocolate. When do you make your red velvet cake then? What kind of occasions?
Oh, like whenever it's requested. Birthdays, anniversaries.
Bar mitzvahs. Whatever. Okay, so they've done this research. It was Spar did the research of 2,000 adults. And what they found was that cheesecake was the top tea time treat, beating the classic Victoria sponge. Discuss. Cheesecake, where are you?
So I will tell you that cheesecake in its traditional form is not my favourite thing. It wouldn't be a dessert I would choose. But I am obsessed with the American style baked cheesecake.
Okay.
I don't know, it's more of like a vanilla. The top of it is, I actually don't know. Obviously, it is baked. Maybe you put in the oven. I don't know how. I don't really know. It's baked. Does anybody know how you do baked cheesecake?
So that was number one on the favourite treats list. Number two was the simple chocolate cake. Always reliable, always popular. Carrot cake came at number three.
I think carrot cake is so sad. I really do. Yeah. I really think by its very name.
It's the name it just puts me off.
It's the fact that most carrot cakes, right? I don't mind the icing because a bit of sugar, get a bit of a hit off that. But it's the fact that there's carrot going through it and then inevitably whoever has made it, right, no disrespect to you, like fair play if you make cake, I'm like, you know, no, hats off to you. Yeah. Like I cheat with my velvet, but there's always like a little carrot on top, like a little icing carrot. Puts me off.
Savages.
If I want a carrot, I'll have it with my turkey.
Yeah, exactly. Number four on the list, the lemon drizzle.
Oh yeah, I do like the classic drizzle.
And I have to say, I'm just will always be a big fan of number five. It's the old reliable. My mum used to make it all the time, the Victoria sponge.
Yeah, but it has to be moist, and it's not. No, I'm not just saying it. It is hard to get a sponge cake right. An awful lot of the time, you're going dry. You're not getting what you need.
More cream.
You shouldn't have to be adding cream to it.
And then making up the rest of the top 10 of the favourite tea time treats, the Bakewell tart was the number 6. I do love a Mr. Kipling Bakewell now, I have to say.
Is that almond actually? Is Bakewell almond?
No.
Is that marzipan? No. What is Bakewell? I think it's almond.
It's just icing.
No.
Donuts at 7, Millionaire Shortbread at 8, Lemon Meringue Pie at 9, and Coffee Cake at number 10. And while 60% of people say they prefer traditional cakes, modern day bakes such as pistachio croissants and chocolate Oreo cake also made the list. And interestingly, it seems that older adults are no longer the bakers of the nation, with almost half of 18 to 34 year olds saying they love to bake at home.
Good.
Which is a lot more than older people. I think with the pandemic, the lockdown brought a lot of people to baking. And of course, TV shows such as The Great British Bake Off and Mary Berry's absolute favourites. So there you go. That's what they're saying. Tea time treats.
There's no sign of my, I suppose, speciality on this list. I don't know if you... Oh, no, I would call it a cake, actually. A Rice Krispie cake. And Niall, we've had bake sales in this building, and I tell you, they are the first things to go. Hopped off that plate. Everybody talks about them.
Rice Krispies cakes are for children's parties aged under 7. God. And that's it. They're not a delicacy.
No,
they're not a proper dessert.
Please.
And they take no effort.
Oh, God. You've gone for every possible blow there, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've just like kind of pa-pow. Yeah. Absolute rubbish. Maybe they don't take a huge amount of skill, but actually I have heard from people that have burnt the chocolate before. It's easy, like the chocolate is, there's a bit of a skill in making sure that you melt that properly, right? And then what I will tell you about the Rice Krispie cake is the consistency and the ratio chocolate to Rice Krispie.
My secret topping
also adds to its excellence. Sprinkles on top and a little smarty. You can't go wrong. Rice Krispie or no Rice Krispie. 085-102-9103. It's the big breakfast battle.
Okay.
Beat breakfast.
That you love and you've seen so often that you use it all the time. And I do love this one from Louisa from Madagascar. Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave. That's my life mantra, she says.
Yeah.
A couple of other quick bits coming in here. Aoife was on to us as well with hers.
Morning, Niall Show and Killian. So, movie I quote a lot from is also Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, but it's a different line. It's Ron Weasley's She Needs to Sort Out Her Priorities, which is just hilarious and so funny, and I love using it.
That must be like a real Harry Potter in-joke, because it went over in Niall and Mize.
I'll do the quote before it. I'm going to bed before any of you decides to get us killed, or worse, expelled. And then he goes, she needs to sort out her priorities.
I like your performance.
Thank you very much.
Like your accent.
Great film.
That's a beautiful accent.
Thank you.
I like that.
Claire was on to us too.
Mine was Annie. We love you, Miss Hannigan.
Context of how you use that in everyday life. any examples for us?
I don't know. I think you could fit that in anywhere.
Squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Oisín, are you alright? Hello, Oisín.
Oisín, hi. Were you chatting to somebody else, hon?
I was. I went to lads of work with here and the car beside me.
All right, what's he saying?
Sorry.
No.
I was explaining why I'm on the radio.
Ah, yeah, good. That's okay. Makes sense.
Is he listening in, yeah?
Oh, he is here, yeah.
Okay, what's his name?
John.
Hiya, John. How are you, John?
Welcome to Beat Breakfast, John.
Lovely to have you, John. Lovely to have you.
Yeah. Now, Oisín, you didn't come here to talk about John. You came to talk about your beloved missus, is that right?
I did.
So she likes to... what's her name, firstly?
Andrea.
Okay, so Andrea likes to quote from a famous movie, which is?
Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, and this is on a weekly or a daily basis?
Oh, you could nearly say a daily basis. She's stressed out a lot.
Okay, whenever she gets stressed, she delivers this line.
Okay, I want you to perform it to the best of your ability, Oisín, right? Really give it socks, okay? So off you go. 3, 2, 1, go for it.
We've got no food. We've got no jobs. Our damn pets' heads are falling off.
It really sums up the whole kind of feeling of what your wife is going through. Mm. I get it. I love it.
Yeah.
Listen, you've got yourself a Beat Breakfast travel mug this morning, and tell John to stay tuned. He can get involved as well.
Yeah, we'll be on to John soon. Tell him.
Okay. All see right. you later.
Cheers,
and bye.
Bye. Top of the morning.
morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Beat the Bomb, our daily quiz. This week we're teaming up with our friends at Graham's Shoes because they're all set for back to school. I hate saying back to school. I know it causes panic, but it's coming soon. And you'll find Graham's Shoes in Kilkenny and Carlow and also online at grahamsshoes.ie. Now, we have a double act, duo this morning.
The lovers are on the line.
Nicole and Fiacra, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, lovers. Where are you?
Stop. On the car park, the M50 at the minute.
Okay. M50, wow. International we are.
International. So, Fiacra is driving and Nicole, you're in the passenger seat, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's just get a little sense of you this morning. So, how long are you together?
A few months only.
Oh, and you're driving to work together already. Oh, God.
We were passing down the southeast, so we're on the way back now.
Okay, so Nicole, you're from Ardmore. Where's Fiacra from?
County Meath.
County Meath?
Meath.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you meet?
We met, we knew each other kind of, and then we were talking on Instagram and that, and yeah.
Sliding into DMs, eh?
I reckon there's more to that story, but we're not going to get it on Beat Breakfast this morning. Okay, so only a few months, but you're taking on Beat the Bomb together. I really like this.
Significant.
This bodes well for the future, and if it turns out well, we will be at the wedding, okay? Just saying. Right, how do you think you're going to do? Because 6 is the score to beat. Do you think you can beat that?
Yeah, I listen most mornings, but I know when you're under pressure and you're on the spot, it's a bit more difficult. So we'll give it a shot, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's why you have Fiacra. That's why you're the lovers playing Beat the Bomb.
I'm calling them the lovers.
Killian's like, stop calling them lovers. But sure, they are lovers. Right.
Okay, let's get on with it then. Let's get it on. 102 seconds starting right now. Good luck, guys.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, lovers, the word karaoke comes from what Asian language?
Chinese.
No, it's actually Japanese. Electric Picnic takes place in what county this weekend?
Leash.
Is right. How many sides does a hexagon have?
5.
No, 6. Davy Fitzgerald is the new hurling manager of what county?
Antrim.
That's right. What is a baby whale called?
Skip.
That's calf. What county does Goran races take place?
Pardon?
What county does Goran races take place?
Wexford?
No, it's actually Kilkenny. What is 55 plus 65?
130.
No, it's 120. No. Guinness is an example of what type of beer?
Stout.
Is right. What colour are dandelions?
Yellow.
Yes, in Harry Potter, what Hogwarts house is represented by a snake?
Slytherin.
Is right. In The Simpsons, what instrument does Lisa play?
Saxophone.
Yes, what Morse code distress signal is also a Robert Grace and a Rihanna song?
SOS.
Is right. Which former Arsenal star was manager of the French 2024 Olympic football team?
Thierry Henry.
Yes, Thierry Henry is right. Who won the Camogie All-Ireland final over the weekend?
Cork.
Cork is the right answer. What UK talent show was Anne Maria judge on?
The Voice.
Is the right answer. Lads, that was funny. I tell you, your reaction, Nicole, to the Davy Fitzgerald news was my favourite thing.
What?
that was yesterday's news. You obviously missed it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Lovers, you got double figures, 10 points this morning.
Woo! All the lovers. That's a really good score. I think this bodes well for the future.
Yeah, buy a hat. Yeah. Okay, guys, you've got your daily prize, 50 euro voucher for Graham Shoes, and you're well in the running for the upgrade at the end of the week. So well done and have a great day.
Yeah, you made our day.
Bye, guys. They're so sweet. They're only together a few months. I really feel like they're very in sync. Like they're very kind of together, you know?
It's good teamwork there.
Yeah. Can I just apologise?
Yeah.
I know what Goran Park is.
Like,
panicked. I know Goran Park. I've been there. I've been to the races. I've been to Ladies' Day. Like, I love it. So up Goran. All right.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Can't get you.
Actually. I'm not trying to push it. It's actually a lovely village. Yeah. I drove through it by mistake one day. I was going on a feel good Friday and I got lost and I ended up in the village and I was like, jeez.
Yeah, no, the really zoo used to be there, but then I moved into Kilkenny City.
But honestly, the
is
flowers
that gone from Goran. Is that gone from Goran?
Yeah, they're in the city now, as far as I know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But beautiful, like flower pots and like arrangements and everything. Like, Goran.
Yeah, you're overcompensating now.
Goran for life.
Get that tattooed on your back.
We are talking. I got you
in the morning. Beat breakfast.
Do not adjust your set. Do not adjust your radio. We're about to do some history with you. Are you ready for it? Mm. Do you want a little bit of history? Mm. Did you like history in school? I hated
didn't
history.
Didn't do it.
I
loved it. Junior cert.
No, neither did I. Yeah. I did geography. I wanted to know about the stalactites and stalagmites and the meandering rivers.
How's your geography now?
Oh, flying.
Great.
Yeah. Why did you like history? You just were fascinated.
I was fascinated by it. I got to be one of my Leaving Cert in history. I loved writing essays and I just
there's a lot of writing in the history Leaving Cert, wasn't there?
There
a lot of writing.
So much. But I had a project as well, so I kind of balanced it as well.
It's been very boring. But I'm looking at you differently now. Oh,
no,
I'm
a bit of a historian now. I can tell you all about
the stalagmites.
You
should care more about your history, Shona.
You didn't do it either. I do care about it.
I caught up afterwards on Wikipedia. It's all right.
50,000 years ago, humans started speaking and we've not shut up since. Sometimes, though, we struggle to remember the name of an object, a place or a person that we want to talk about. This happens to me on the hour, I'd say, every single day, where, you know, you're trying to think of something, won't come into your head. You just think you're a big Egypt. It's very normal. There's actually a technical term for this phenomenon. Do you want to know what it is?
Go for it.
Lethologica.
Lethologica. Okay.
So if that happens to you today, know that you're not alone. It is actually a thing. It's real. During the occasional temporary blank happens. But what can we do if we're coming up empty yet we still want to keep the conversation going, right? So there are different ways of dealing with this problem. We can hesitate using so-called fillers like
what?
You can pay $1.50 a minute on 1897 for more of those Shona noises.
I don't think you can do that anymore. Gotcha. I don't think you can, like, Google that, Killian. Well, don't work Google.
You don't need premium rate lines anymore because everyone gets it on the internet.
I don't think there is such a thing that you can ring up and get, like.
Oh, you can. I've done it. Yeah.
Is Babe Station still gone?
I don't know. Yeah. And so one time completely off topic, but was it an uncle or was it like my auntie's husband? So like whatever, your uncle is there. It was a communion or something. We like walked into the sitting room and he was asleep, but 9:09 was on the telly. And I was like, whoa, what is going on in here?
Right off the point.
Actually, Tom and I came home one night, like years ago, and we put it on and like, you get those. You can still get those. Mm. But I just don't know if there's a number that you can ring to get this. Anyway, we use placeholders, right? Why are you laughing?
That was such a swerve there.
What was?
You and Tom coming home watching porn.
No!
From thingamajig and whatchamacallit. How did we get here?
No, that is not what I said. That's putting words in my mouth. I just said we were flicking through the stations. We didn't do that.
Okay.
Honestly, I swear.
It just happened. It just accidentally came across us. We were
watching the music stations and then if you
very
keep going.
Close. I know what you mean.
Wished. We may use placeholders like thingamajig, whatchamacallit, or what's his name for a person.
Yeah.
The Oxford English Dictionary has its own category for these terms labelled thing or person whose name is forgotten and known. It includes 64 entries and some records go back as far as the 1100 to 1300 period. God, yeah, I can see why I gave up history, can you?
Yeah.
Like, we all do it. Mm. You know, we all go.
I think they're the most common ones you've said. Thingamajig, whatchamacallit, what's his name? If anyone can think of any others that you use all the time, those words that just come into your head when you can't think of a word. The other one is just your man.
Or your one.
Yeah, but the comedian Tony Kell tells a great joke about that. It's like, you know, I'd come down to you and I'd say, oh, I was talking to your man yesterday. You wrecked my head. And you know exactly who I'm talking about without even saying the name. You just know.
Yeah.
One on the list there is Gizmo. And I do like using Gizmo.
I've never used it.
Apart from describing the Gremlin.
Have you never seen someone like maybe a bit of stationery or like a technology and like, what's that little gizmo you have there?
No.
Because Larry's been on with the one I think most of us would use, yoke. What's that yoke?
Well, you're some yoke.
What is that yoke? What did you do with that yoke? Where is that yoke?
What yoke? Yeah. Is that a real Wexford thing actually?
No.
Yoke.
No, yoke is an Irish thing.
Yeah.
You can't claim everything.
No, I'm not.
You've had your fla. I mean, stop grabbing everything.
Oh, God, you're so jealous of the fla. You're seething with jealousy. You're seething with the jealousy over the fla.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Just asking you to finish the sentence this morning. I'd like to go just one day without anyone talking about ... Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank. 085-102-9103. William was on to us, well, I suspect might be of school going age, but he just says, I'd like to go one day without everyone talking about back to school.
I haven't really. You said you saw all of the stationery.
I saw the stationery aisle in the supermarket yesterday, and I kind of look and go, I'd love to buy some stationery.
Oh,
you know,
Niall, I loved the stationery part of going back to school, like highlighters and everything. Yeah.
There's loads of ads on telly as well. You know, you don't watch the story. You haven't had time to watch telly with Flat. To be fair,
I was flan.
You're flan, like
fly out.
Darren, good morning. How are you?
Well, lads, how's things?
We're good. Right, let it out. Actually, where are you?
I am in the sticks somewhere in Tipperary on the way to work.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I couldn't tell you where.
That's okay. That's okay. Is it picturesque?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, but yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, hang on a second. You're in the sticks. You're in Tipperary. Beautiful part of
mountains
the world.
Everywhere.
What can you see, Darren? Describe it to us. Play some music there in the background for him. Give him a bit of, I don't know. Go on.
I'm sitting in front of an Inver garage show, so it's not very, very picturesque.
Oh, I don't know what
okay.
music.
Stall the music.
Yeah,
stall the music.
Hold
okay.
the music. Hold the music.
Okay. What is the subject that you would just love people to go one day
without
mentioning?
Talking about?
Their children. So before people gasp and judge me, just in my particular group of friends, one particular person sticks out to my mind. In certain forums, I think it's okay in a family WhatsApp group, or maybe, you know, but in a group maybe with a load of guys where you're arranging nights out, sports events, stuff like that.
Not the place.
No. And especially when he's putting up videos and photos and he's not getting any replies.
Oh, no!
not even a thumbs up, Darren.
No. There was thumbs up at the start from some of the guys, but it's slowly faded away.
Oh, God. You've really told him this morning. I hope we've, done something for him.
Yeah, but he doesn't stop, so.
Like,
quite annoying.
You have kids, do you?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
So you're like, you'd be chatting about them, but you just know what groups to go into.
Yeah,
but it would be at the request of somebody else. So obviously, I would have my little fella maybe on the screenshot in the front of the phone, and someone might say it, and they might ask, "Oh, look," and you might show them a picture.
Yeah,
but not the constant putting up of videos. Oh, look, she's done this for the first time. Great for you.
Darren, I adore and love your honesty. Do you know what? Beat Breakfast travel mug is yours. Now go find yourself something picturesque, all right?
Have a great day, Darren.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
What do I say? I
woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
I know you sent this into the group last night, but ironically, I tried something new last night in this very variety.
Right.
So Tom was really thirsty because I made my sausage surprise last night. Now I've kind of dabbled with the recipe a little bit.
Mixing it up.
It's really nice. And I've got fresh Parmesan to put on top. I should bring it in for you actually. My sausage surprise is legendary. But anyway, he was really thirsty because the sausages were quite porky.
Yeah.
And he said he needed,
Salty.
He said he needed a fizzy pop. So he went down to the shop anyway to get milk, and he came back up and he got Coke Zero cherry flavour.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm not a massive like cherry lover, but I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna give that a
whirl.
I
used to be obsessed with the original cherry cola when that was out way back in the day, and now they only do it in the zero versions. They do a vanilla as well in the zero version, I think. And
Do you want my comment? Do you want my review?
Yeah.
Ew. Ew.
You didn't like cherry Coke?
Oh, God, it was vile.
But you don't like Coke Zero anyway, so.
It wasn't that, it was the cherry.
Cherry. Oh, and cherry, they used to cherry 7-Up back in the day, too.
Oh, this is worse, though.
The reason we're talking about this is because Coca-Cola is launching a new divisive flavour inspired by, sit down, everybody.
Sit down.
Classic biscuits. Because the new drink is going to combine the iconic flavours of Coca-Cola and Oreo cookies in a limited edition drink.
I have to say something, right? And I shocked you when I said that I didn't like Nutella a few weeks ago. But actually, I found out I wasn't on my own. I don't like Oreos. Do you?
I would eat an Oreo.
Yeah.
Flavour-wise, they're okay, right? But I find the thing with the Oreos, they get stuck in your teeth, like that black kind of biscuit thing.
I've tried them.
Just the biggest thing in America, you know?
I know. And like, I feel
but they
like
don't have custard creams, shall we?
But they're really over here now. Like, everyone's like, Oreo ice cream, Oreo this, Oreo that. You can even get like Oreo dairy milk, you know? It's a real phenomenon.
Well, they say the flavour is going to launch in September in some stores across, they say, the UK. I don't know what the deal is with Ireland. And in selected restaurants, it's going to be available in a 250ml slimline can. Now, it is zero sugar. Coca-Cola Zero, so it's Coke Zero.
Hang on a second. How can it be Coke Zero and then whack in a load of Oreos, which are basically just sugar?
Yeah. I just don't know. Like, the idea of Coke and biscuits is wrong anyway, but particularly Oreo, like mashing it up with Coke.
Why are we messing with classics? Why are we taking classics and deciding that we need to mix it up? I think, like, let's just stick to what we know. And I've called, or tried to call, our rep Michael from Coca-Cola here in the Southeast.
He's not up though, is he?
Big friend of the show. He's left me on read. No okay. Blue ticks for Michael.
News of the random collaboration has hit social media, and many people are sceptical about this flavour combination. One user said, "I don't know if this will work well or badly, but I want to try it just to see what it tastes like."
No.
Other people are saying, "No, this is an absolute horror show. I have no words. No. Vile, horrible, gross."
Okay, a couple of messages on this already. Right. Larry says, "Have you dipped Oreos, or are you just eating them straight?" I'm not a dipper. I don't.
What are you dipping it in? Like, because again, an Oreo is a very overpowering biscuit. Is it going into your tea or coffee, or what's the story?
Hey, Nolan Show, currently en route to the airport, heading to San Fran. I'm going to find out if the Oreo is as popular for you there. Can you say hello to Justin? Let's go. Have a great holiday.
Enjoy yourself.
Laura was on to us. These are all working for Coca-Cola. My husband works for Coca-Cola. I'll keep you posted on the flavours.
Okay.
Well, if we're getting a sample. Yeah.
Straight here, Laura, please. Straight here. We'll make Joe try it first.
No, I'm not trying it.
Sounds awful.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Okay, let's talk about nostalgia, right? And what will people be nostalgic for in 20 years? Is this new survey, it's been revealed, will be longing for the era of smartphones, TikTok trends, and bootcut jeans. I just gotta say, like, sorry, but like, bootcut jeans are back already. Like,
they come back every 20 years.
Like, skinny jeans? Nah. We slowly gotta wean ourselves out of them. You don't have to be squashing your legs in there anymore.
In 20 years I'll be longing for a bit of nostalgia, and I'll say, what about the skinny jeans now?
I love skinny jeans.
I'll still be wearing skinny jeans 20 years.
I'm sorry, Niall, but like, they're...
I don't care what's in or what's not. What suits me.
Yeah, I
get lost. It's like putting a pair of golf clubs in a pair of bootcut jeans.
Do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to bring you to Penny's or to somewhere, and we style them like with like modern kind of clothes, like cargos and the oversized.
I have
a nice pair of cargos I bought. I've only worn them once.
I love cargos.
They suit me. I'll wear them some morning and you can let me know.
I love cargos. Yeah.
Catch us off guard.
I think they're deadly. I think you definitely need
a bigger butt.
No, don't do that with your bum again, please.
Anyway,
this is a poll of 2,000 US adults with subscriptions to streaming services, and revealed many class nostalgia as something that reminds them of a specific event in their life. 23% say their childhood, 16% their favourite book or favourite TV show. And it also found that 76% feel nostalgic while watching older TV shows and movies. Like, I find nostalgia a funny thing because I don't have a concept of time anymore.
Okay.
So like, something could be nostalgic from a few years ago.
Yeah, well, we're going to test you on that in a mo. But I think the movie thing is very interesting, and even the TV shows, because I have all the streaming services and I open them up and I'm like, okay, there's a brand new movie there and there's a new documentary there. No, I just want to go back and watch either Gavin and Stacey or The Inbetweeners or I want to go, you know, like, I'll be off next week and I'll watch loads of 90s movies because I just think older movies are class.
Yeah, well, lads, I'm stuck in 1997 because we watched Titanic again last night for the 21st time. So yeah, I'm all about the nostalgia.
Nearly 4 in 5 people agreed if they're having a bad day, they'll watch something that makes them feel nostalgic to make them feel better. And almost as many would willingly subscribe to streaming services just for content that makes them feel nostalgic.
Mm.
So your whole thing is you've no concept of time. We're going to do a quick little quiz with you, right? We need quick answers on this. Because I'm going to tell you an event, a significant event over the last 15 years or so. Okay. And you have to try and guess what year this was hot.
Okay.
So put everything in town. Yeah. So if you're ready to go, let's do our quiz.
I hate tests.
The Ice Bucket Challenge.
The Ice Bucket Challenge.
Give me a year.
I'm going to say that was in around 2011, 2012. I'm going 2010, 2011.
2011. It was 2014. You were three off. The Harlem Shake trend. Remember that?
Oh, the shake. Oh, I was shaking around 20.
Oh, now quicker.
2015.
2013. Two off. When did One Direction jack it in?
One Direction jacked it in forever. 2018?
2017. It was 2016. 2016, I'm afraid. Two out. Lady Gaga's meat dress.
Oh, please, why did you bring that up? Meat. She was wearing her meat. I'd say that's 10, 15 years ago. That's 15 from 2009.
It was 2010. One off.
Yeah.
Okay. Theresa Mannion as Storm Desmond battered the west of Ireland.
Nobody make unnecessary journeys. 20.
Don't make unnecessary journeys.
2018.
2018. It was 2015. Three off. One more. The great dress debate, gold or blue?
That was only recent. That was 2020, 2019, 2018.
What are you going for?
2019.
It was 2015. You were four out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So out of six answers, you were 8, 10, 12, 15 years out. No concept. No concept. But don't worry, don't beat yourself up. I'm the exact same. I'm like, did that happen last month or did that happen last year?
Why did you make me feel like I was back in school and I scored nothing?
But isn't it mad that like those are like 15 years ago and they're nostalgic now?
That's what
nostalgia is.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is. Like, am I alone in the fact that I just don't get time anymore? Like, I just,
do you know what happened yesterday?
The pandemic played a big role in that because everything just stopped. And I think that messed up our whole idea of time. Anyway, there you go. Nostalgia. It's different for everybody and everyone gets a different buzz from different things, but we're all craving it, it seems.
That's really...
Nostalgia is a sickness.
It was like Niall tested me and then at the end he gave a little like kind of speech or like, you know.
Yeah. A bit at the end of the Jerry Springer show. You know?
Yeah, it was like the out. Yeah, okay.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Hope you're well this morning.
Yeah. Let's talk music for a few minutes on the show. Cool music, not so cool music. Because each summer, former President Barack Obama, he shares a couple of things. He shares his favourite books of the summer, but the one thing that gets a lot of attention is his playlist of the summer, his favourite songs for summer 2024. And I have to say, look, he is pretty cool.
But he's real down with the kids, isn't he? Yeah. Like, do you think this was something that was advised to him when he was still president?
No, because I think he only started this, I think, after. I don't think he did it as president. I might be wrong on that. It's just what he does and people seem to respect his lists and think, okay, that's a cool list. Do you want to hear a little sample of what's on Barack Obama's summer playlist this summer? Bit tired of that. That's unbelievable, to be fair, because he's only an up-and-coming guy to be on Barack Obama's playlist.
I used that on my Mallorca reel back in June. Yeah.
It's definitely one of the songs of the summer.
Bit of country.
That's very trendy for Barack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Artemis playing a picnic this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Him and Michelle just cooking dinner on a Saturday night.
That one never gets old. That one does.
Is that on my reel for Lisbon in February?
Of course, Charlie XCX has to be there.
Yeah, he's very cool, isn't he? He's very, like, with it.
He said, with summer winding down, I wanted to share some songs that I've been listening to lately, and it wouldn't be my playlist if I didn't include an eclectic mix, Obama wrote when sharing his selections. I hope you find something new to listen to, he says.
Like, there's nothing embarrassing in there, but then maybe, like, he just hasn't revealed his, like, kind of guilty pleasure song. There's nothing, like, in that would be...
Well, it's an odd collective choice for a president. You see him as this big... figure in politics and he's listening to 365 by Charlie XCX and we're going out to a club.
He likes contemporary stuff. He's cool. He's not like, if I was to open your Spotify, I know what I get. You know what you get. You deliver every time.
cheese, cheese, cheese.
Guilty pleasure after guilty pleasure.
But I was talking to the girls in the office about this yesterday, and Jolene from News, when we asked, like, what's your guilty pleasure song? And Jolene said, look, look, to be honest, I'm at a point where it's not a guilty pleasure. Mm. It's just a pleasure. Yeah. And I will not be made to feel indifferent. You know, like, why should you apologise for like what you like?
Well, Killian asked you earlier to make a choice if you had to name a guilty pleasure on your playlist.
I would say I have a guilty pleasure by the week, right? So I'll have a new guilty pleasure every week. And this is my latest guilty pleasure. I don't know if you've seen this movie. It's from a movie called Brave, but this song is just, oh, it's got everything. Wait for it.
Oh Lord. Where do you play that? Like, what do you, around the kitchen?
I play it in the kitchen, in my car driving in, and then I get it off really quickly before I collect you in the morning.
And then all of a sudden the radio's back on.
I don't care. Like, I've made no secret of the fact that I'm not cool. I'm very cheesy.
I'll tell you a quick story, right? I took a lot of pleasure 2 weeks ago in putting together our cheesy sing-along selection All Together Now. And I have to say, it worked a dream. The sun was out. Yeah. Everybody was moving past the beast to go to Natasha Bedingfield, and every single person stopped and had a little boogie, whether it was to Shania or Eiffel 65 or whatever. But this one really gave me joy, and it's got into my head, and I know it's a favourite of yours.
Oh no, 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 no,
yeah,
no,
I'm sorry.
No.
When I saw the joy on people's faces in Curramore.
Oh, I have a massive issue with this. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, lads. I'm going to let it out this morning. I swear. About a year ago, I asked Niall, can I put this on cheese? And he was like, I don't like that song.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I didn't have it. I didn't have it in my possession. Killian, in the end, had to. Did you bring it in and put it on the system? Yeah.
That
was my issue.
You have done a 360. Yeah. You've done a Miley XCX. 360.
You've done a Charlie XCX.
Yeah you have. You didn't like that song.
That's okay. We're allowed to change our choices.
Well,
you didn't even know Brave like 3 weeks ago, and now all of a sudden you're playing it all the time.
That 2 hours where we played cheesy, cheesy cheese was one of the greatest 2 hours of my life. And I think there's something in that. Like, I think there's a bigger gig in that. Yeah. There's a bigger, definitely, like, some kind
you
of...
You dance with so many people.
Like, I was dancing with everybody all together now. Like, I would be open to doing more of that if you want more.
Sing along.
Yeah, yeah,
come,
I'm here.
Talk to our booker, Killian.
Yeah.
It takes 10%.
Slot you in.
Killian, very quickly, I don't have it ready, but the guilty pleasure off the top of your head.
I'm actually not embarrassed about my music choice, but I did work in my local shop and we had Beat On all the time. Mm. But one day I just wanted a bit of my own music, so I connected up the Bluetooth, but I got really busy and I was stuck, and like my phone for controlling music was really far away. Mm. So, and I had a blare and I was pulling 99s and I was all these pop songs, and then so that was blaring in the shop, so I had to look around as if the radio was playing and I was like, where's that song coming from? So yeah, musicals galore. Lion King, High School Musical, Wicked, Glee, all the Glee soundtrack, Defying Gravity. Oh,
like, please just let it out this morning. What is your guilty pleasure song? It can be from musical, it can be like any of the tracks that we would play on Cheese or No Cheese. Mm. Like it can be anything. Yeah, it's very open.
The song that, you know, you're not actually embarrassed to have on your playlist because you love it. Banto was on Dixie Chicks and Travelling Man.
Do you know what, Banto? I think that I would love the Dixie Chicks. I've never really listened to them, but they're real country kind of pop, aren't they? I'd love them.
I know Prob Rob was on as well. I don't think this is that cheesy. He says, my playlist is mostly definitely questionable, but I do love Grooves in the Heart by D-Light.
Grooves in the Heart.
I see really cool DJs playing that song as part of their house set, so don't feel bad.
Grooves in the Heart, is that a sample of something? Do I know that from somewhere
else? Well, it's originally in the 90s, but there would have been 70s samples as well. And Helen. Oh, Helen.
Hang on a second. Helen. Can we get this quickly? Because I don't know this song. Can we pull this up?
What?
This Helen song. Go on.
Lads, you will cringe. The guilty pleasure song is Stop the World by Declan Nerney. Oh. It's a running joke with my cousin. Oh. So if we have a crap day, we just say Stop the World and we're instantly laughing.
Okay.
That gives me much more pleasure than hearing ba-dum-bum, Stop the World. So good. Declan Nerney on top.
No, Declan Nerney on top at all.
On top. Stop the world and let me off.
Stop the world and let me off.
It's a traditional Irish kind of country and Irish song, and it is legendary. Hang on now, we should have a bit of it for you here.
Oh, he's some looker, isn't he?
He's Una Healy's uncle. All right, here you go, show. That's a long intro.
Stop the world and let me off.
Oh, yeah.
I love playing this at weddings.
Fla all over again.
Love the fla.
I play the game, I love
and loss. Everybody,
please stop the world and let me off.
Helen, no shame. You should have no shame. I, as a Waterford man, one of my all-time favourites would be The Hucklebuck by Brendan Boyer. Yeah, amazing stuff.
I tell you, I'll be playing that on my trip back to Wexford. I'll be flying through Balnaboola. If you wonder why the windows are down and what I'm playing,
cruising.
Be Declan Nerney. Stop the world. I tell you one thing. Thanks.
With Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.